Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch and lay foundation stones of several developmental projects worth over 29,400 crore rupees in Mumbai. Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviews Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. Counting of votes begins for by-elections to 13 assembly seats across 7 states. IIT Delhi and Prasar Bharati to host 2-day robot competition DD Robocon India 2024 in Delhi from today. In Wimbledon tennis, Jasmine Paolini to face Barbora Krejcikova in women's singles final this evening. Novak Djokovic to clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz for men's singles title tomorrow. And in men's cricket, India to take on host Zimbabwe in 4th T20 International in Harare today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, dedicate to the nation, and lay the foundation stone for multiple developmental projects related to road, railways and ports sector worth more than 29,400 crore rupees at Mumbai in Maharashtra this evening. More details from our correspondent.
At around 5:30 in the evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach the NESCO Exhibition Centre in Goregaon, where he will lay the foundation stone for multiple projects including Thane Borivali Tunnel Project, tunnel work for Goregaon Mulund Link Road, Kalyan Yard Remodeling and Gati Shakti Multimodal Cargo Terminal at Turbhe in Navi Mumbai. Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation the new platforms at the Lokmanya Tilak Terminus and extension of platforms at the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Terminus Station. Prime Minister will also launch the Mukhyamantri Yuva Karya Prasikshan Yojana. Later, Prime Minister will visit the Indian Newspaper Society Secretariat at Bandra Kurla Complex, Mumbai to inaugurate the INS Stars. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Health Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday reviewed the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana or PMJAY and Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission ABDM with senior officials of the National Health Authority in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that these schemes are successfully fulfilling their intended purposes. He added that around 34.7 crore Ayushman cards have been issued and around 7.35 crore hospital admissions have been facilitated under these initiatives, amounting to more than 1 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Nadda also directed the officials to ensure that the benefits of these visionary schemes reach the most needy and vulnerable sections of the society. The central government has sanctioned several road projects for Tripura and Assam to strengthen rural connectivity and accelerate economic growth in the northeastern region. The Ministry of Rural Development has sanctioned 78 roads measuring 563 kilometers and 14 bridges under Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana with an estimated investment of over 378 crore rupees for Assam. The ministry has also sanctioned 42 roads measuring 118 kilometers with an estimated investment of 114 crore rupees for Tripura. The ministry said these projects will improve access to essential services like healthcare, education and markets. It will also enhance connectivity in rural areas, bridging the gap between remote villages and urban centers. Counting of votes has begun for by-elections in 13 assembly seats spread over 7 states. Counting began at 8 this morning. Voting was held on Wednesday for Raiganj, Ranaghat, Dakshin, Bagda and Maniktala in West Bengal, Dehra, Hamirpur and Nalagarh in Himachal Pradesh and Badrinath and Mangalore in Uttarakhand, Rupali in Bihar, Amarwada in Madhya Pradesh, Vikramandi in Tamil Nadu and Jalandhar West in Punjab. Here are the details on counting of votes in 3 assembly constituencies of Himachal Pradesh.
The election result will be declared today immediately after the completion of counting of the votes. First of all, the postal ballots are being counted and counting of votes of Hamirpur constituency is being done at Government Senior Secondary School in Hamirpur and counting of votes of Nalagarh Assembly constituency is being done at Government Senior Secondary School, Nalagarh. Similarly, counting of votes for Dehra Assembly constituency is being done in Government College, Dhaliara. These election results will decide the fate of 13 candidates in 3 assembly constituencies in Himachal Pradesh. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Madhya Pradesh, 3-tier security arrangements have been made for counting of votes in Amarwada assembly constituency, Our correspondent has the details.
In Madhya Pradesh, the counting is being conducted in two halls of government PG College Bhavan Chindwara. 17 tables have been set up for the counting of the votes cast in EVMs and 4 tables for counting of postal ballots in 332 polling stations of Amarwada Assembly seat. Counting will be completed in around 20 rounds. More than 78% of voters had cast their votes in Amarwada on July 10. A total of 9 candidates are in the fray in Amarwada. The main contest is between Kamlesh Shah of BJP and Dhiren Shah Inwati of Congress. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. IIT Delhi and Prasar Bharati will host the two-day robot competition, DD Robocon India 2024, from today at the Tyagraj Stadium in Delhi. More than 750 students from over 45 colleges, institutions and universities in the country will be participating in the event. During the competition, robots will face off each other to execute complex tasks within precise windows of time. The winning team from DD Robocon will represent India at the International Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union Robocon 2024, which will take place in Vietnam. IIT Delhi said in a release that DD Robocon India is aimed at promoting technical skill development, innovation and teamwork among engineering students by providing visibility and recognition in the field of robotics. IIT Delhi Professor S.K. Saha said, the competition is an esteemed platform for showcasing and advancing students' engineering and robotics capabilities.
So 2019, we had taken a very conscious decision nationwide that we'll do it the way we'd like them to understand that what is the things done in industry so that we can make it industry ready. So we took proposals, a very simple proposal that how would you make a robot for the theme given. Stage 2, how is the preparation going? Are you able to make something? That is stage 2. And then we shortlist finalists. So this way, the students become industry ready. That is what industry demands.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met presiding officers of legislatures of Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Egypt and Uzbekistan at St. Petersburg in Russia yesterday. The Lok Sabha Speaker is leading an Indian parliamentary delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum. In his bilateral meeting with Speaker of Majlis-e-Namoyandagon of Tajikistan, Zakir Zada Muhammad Tahir Zahir, Mr. Birla emphasized the deep historical and cultural ties between the two nations and the need to enhance parliamentary cooperation through the formation of a parliamentary friendship group. On the sidelines of the BRICS Parliamentary Summit, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met Chairperson of the Senate of Kazakhstan, Ashimbayev Molen Sagathanuli, in his meeting with the Chairman of the House of Representatives of the National Assembly of Belarus, Igor Sergeyenko. The Lok Sabha Speaker referred to the close and friendly relations between India and Belarus. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, one of the ancient temples in Anantnag district is being reopened after 34 years. It was closed in 1990 due to unfavorable conditions in the Kashmir Valley. However, with the active support of the local Muslim population in the area, the temple will reopen tomorrow. More from our Srinagar correspondent.
In addition to the installation of Goddess Uma Bhagavati, the idol of Panchamukhi Hanumanji will also be installed at Brahari Angan in the temple premises. Uma Bhagavati temple at Brahari Angan is an ancient shrine where devotees used to come in large numbers from different parts of Jammu and Kashmir. The goddess is the presiding deity of Kashmiri Pandits, and every year a grand religious function used to be held over there, spanning for days together. The devotees from length and breadth of Kashmir Valley and Jammu used to come to the shrine to pay obeisance to the goddess Uma Bhagavati, whose temple was situated in 5 springs which are in the shape of Omkar. They are named as Brahmakund, Vishnukund, Rudrakund and Shiv Shakti Kund. With its restoration, this grand temple will now be opened to devotees tomorrow on the auspicious occasion of Ashtami after a gap of 34 years, which is a dream come true for the Kashmiri Pandit community. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
Another batch of 4,669 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 183 vehicles earlier this morning. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Goa, central Maharashtra, Karnataka, Gujarat, Telangana, Rayalaseema during the next 3 days. We have a report.
IMD predicted heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Uttarakhand, East and West Uttar Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh till tomorrow. Some parts of Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Nagaland and Manipur will also witness heavy rainfall today and tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Marathwada and Tamil Nadu during the next 5 days. Meanwhile, some parts of the National Capital Region witness light to moderate rain this morning. Rajesh Sudhin Rihan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, according to the weather agency, several parts of the National Capital Region and adjoining areas are likely to witness light to moderate rainfall today. On to sports now. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia yesterday chaired a high-level meeting to review India's preparation for the upcoming Paris Olympics. During the meeting, Dr. Mandavia established a coordination group to ensure holistic support for athletes. The coordination group will address any issues that arise during the lead-up to and throughout the competition. A total of 118 athletes, including 48 women athletes across 16 sports disciplines, will participate in the Paris Olympics. In Wimbledon tennis, 7-seeded Jasmine Paolini will take on 31st-seed Barbora Krejcikova in the women's singles final this evening. 7-time champion Novak Djokovic has set up summit clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in men's singles in London tomorrow. In men's doubles, British-Finnish duo of Henry Patton and Harry Heliovaara will lock horns with 15-seed Australian pair of Max Purcell and Jordan Thompson in the title clash this evening. In women's doubles, second-seed combination of Canada's Gabriela Dabrowski and Erin Ruthleaf of New Zealand will face fourth-seed pair of Czech Republic's Katerina Siniaková and American Taylor Townsend in the finals tonight. In mixed doubles, 7-seed Polish-Taiwan pair of Jan Zielinski and Si Su Wei will be up against Mexican duo Santiago Gonzalez and Giuliana Olmos in the final tomorrow. In some more news from tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar of Ecuador have advanced to the men's doubles finals at the Braunschweig Challenger, also known as Bravo Open in Germany. Top-seeded Indian-Ecuadorian duo will lock horns with Dutch combination Sander Arens and Robin Haas, second-seeded, in the final today. The match will start at 4:30 p.m. In men's cricket, India will take on host Zimbabwe in the 4th T20 International in Harare today. The match will start at 4:30 p.m. IST. Shubman Gill-led Indian team is currently leading the 5-match series 2-1. In shooting, India's Sabira Harris has bagged the bronze medal in women's trap event at the International Shooting Sport Federation Junior World Cup in Italy. Sabira shot 29 out of 40 targets in the final yesterday. And in football, EuroCup 2024 gears are for its ultimate clash as Spain and England are set to meet in the finals tomorrow late night at 12:30 in Berlin. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Saira. The Asian Age says Supreme Court grants Kejriwal bail in ED case, but he'll stay on in jail. Modi announces projects bonanza for Mumbai, says The Pioneer. On the economic front, The Hindu notes June 4th inflation quickens to 9.4%. Retail price gains rebound to 5.1%, while Financial Express highlights CPI of inflation at 4-month high on costlier food. INB Ministry to bring OTT and content creators under new broadcasting law, writes the Hindu Business Line. The Indian Express notes Nepal PM Prachanda loses confidence vote, Oli set to take charge. And finally, AI is indeed the future. The Hindu writes, defeated by AI, a legend in board game Go warns, get ready for future. Speaking of AlphaGo's victory over one of the finest Go players. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi to launch and lay foundation stones of several developmental projects worth over 29,400 crore rupees in Mumbai. Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviews Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission. Counting of votes begins for by-elections to 13 assembly seats across 7 states. IIT Delhi and Prasar Bharati to host 2-day robot competition DD Robocon India 2024 in Delhi from today. In Wimbledon tennis, Jasmine Paolini to face Barbora Krejcikova in women's singles final this evening. Novak Djokovic to clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz for men's singles title tomorrow. And in men's cricket, India to take on host Zimbabwe in 4th T20 International in Harare today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.